Big John. Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills. Big John here. Haven't had a chance to talk to you for a while. The election's going on and a lot of things are happening out there. One of the things I wanted to talk about today is, and I think we're going to be doing an e-blast for this as well, is the front ponds at the Jefferson Gate. If you've been in that area, you notice that there is the netting fence that goes along the tunnels. And that's to keep people from going inside there. I know a few people have actually walked around the netting and gone back to look at things. But I suggest if you want to look at what's happening with the ponds, you just go up on the Jefferson Bridge. You can walk out there a little bit, and you can look over the top, and you can pretty much see everything that's going on out there. Next Monday, let's see, today's the 11th, so 12, 13, 14. So the 14th. 15th, 16th, the ponds are going to be closed during the day. The company who was hired is Landscapes Unlimited was going to try and take all of the debris from the ponds out through the top up onto Jefferson and go around that way. And it is just too steep. The loads that they're going to be carrying, it's going to be extremely heavy. With the weeds and the mud, and they are not going to be able to go up that way. So they are going to go down through the tunnels and take the walking path to go back and forth. So we're going to close the Jefferson ponds for those 3 days for sure. There is a possibility that we could close them on Thursday as well if the process is going slower than they expected, removing all of the weeds and things that are there. So the project overall is going well. There was a lot of concern. People were very concerned about the wildlife there. I had a chance today to go out there and take a look. Again, I've been there every day. And it was funny because all of the black coots that are out there, those little coots are going through the area like there's nothing wrong there. They're just keep going right through there and looking for bugs and stuff. So wildlife is getting on with life, so to speak. The fish, okay? So I spoke with the head of Landscapes Unlimited, who is the general manager of the project. And he informed me that they caught, believe this or not, I don't know. I'm thinking there's a combination of pond three and pond two together because I know the guys from Sukut were removing the fish from pond three and moving them into pond two. They caught over 250 fish. 250 fish were caught and four turtles. So, and they were pretty good sized turtles. So, those fish and those turtles were moved to pond three, and they will now be able to travel between pond three and the rest of the system that's on that same channel because of the tubes that go underground. So they go through those 12-inch pipes and they can go from lake to lake. So there might be a way that that they go back and go through the tunnels to pond one eventually. So that would be great. Anyway, so I wanted to give you an update on that. Please be patient with the progress of what's going on here. They're doing their best to get the job done as fast as they can. But they did find in that pond that there was a little over, I think he said, 18 inches of mud in that pond. So it was completely impacted there. So, and that you could tell, I guess, by how many of the toolies or weeds, whatever you want to call them, were in there. So anyway, please be patient. I think the pond, the walking area will be reopened again on Thursday, providing they don't need that extra day. We'll go from there. So see you out there in the neighborhood. Appreciate everybody. Thank you very much. And we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.